I don't have the normal show start music today because Demetrius was late, which is something I've never said before. 8:06 with the morning after. We're excited to have you here with us. Good morning. Stay warm. The roads are okay. They're fine. I know everybody was like losing their mind yesterday because of when this thing came. It wasn't as big as it was supposed to be, and we had like 59 on Thursday, but we're alive. We're here, and today's going to be a good show. If you're like, screw this, I'm going back to bed. Because winter has returned. Podcast after the show. Hit Q1055.com. We're on till 10 o'clock today. We've got to get to something I've been summoned for, and I'd like to do a Facebook Live for that early this week, so I'm glad I checked my mail. We'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, we'll do What's the Word again, like we did last week. Jen Wakefield will stop by to help you out with your online behavior. Never get a puppy. And if we have time, what do you call your mom? So a real simple, straightforward, direct show today. Thanks for listening to The Morning After.
What do you call your mom?
Yeah.
Like a bad word?
No.
That's okay. It was like, what?
No, like boo or...
Okay.
Or gotcha. Like mammy.
Bay.
Oh, don't call your mom bae.
Well, yeah.
Not unless you live in West Virginia.
So I hope we have time to get to that. 808, good morning, Q105, The Morning After. It's Eric Chase and your good neighbor, Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And Philip Taylor.
Good morning.
People, and I'm sorry if I like put your business out there in a hyperbolic type of way. Because I didn't know that you didn't have an employee show up when you opened your business the day after New Year's.
The first day.
I posted a very, like I said, hyperbole-driven post and podcast about your first day at work. So the employee didn't show up. Is business now running more as you expected in week two, Demetrius?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Now I'm like, I'm adequately staffed and... So, whew, yeah, week two. Well, honestly, if you've spent like 3 days in Iraq and then they drop you off in Compton, you know,
you're good.
You're like, man, this ain't bad. Look, it doesn't start till dark. You know, you just got to stay away from convenience stores and corners. But so, yeah, I think I've gotten into a groove. I mean, it was it was definitely like a struggle at the first week. Now that I'm through the second week, here's the funny thing, okay?
Oh, there's a funny thing.
Wait, quick note. If you don't know, Demetrius has been working on opening up his own...
Yeah, State Farm Agency. So I have a State Farm Agency, and you know, Monday's Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So my people...
they went off.
My people were like this. Now, mind you, my people are white. And they were like, hey, boss.
Matter?
They were like this. They go, we get an MLK day off? And I was like, why are you asking me? Because, of course, I gave it to him off.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So, and I told him, I was like, I want a one-page paper on what Martin Luther King meant to you on Tuesday.
You could seriously have some fun with it, though.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, and that was the thing. I was just like, it was like, now I've gotten the service end of this whole thing down with all my clients and everything. There have been claims and adding cars and, you know, increasing coverages and that kind of stuff. And so I've got the service part down. And then yesterday I had to write out bills. Oh, my God.
I have a question in regards to yesterday's weather. Because a week ago we were supposed to get, like, pummeled with, like, a historic storm.
Right.
And it kept trending down as far as what we were going to get. I woke up yesterday. And it was a mild day. It rained, and then it all turned to sleet and snow. And it was a messy afternoon. I know a lot of college, high school basketball games got closed last night. The Imagination Station closed early.
You could imagine it was open.
And
you don't really need to go there.
How long
it's
were you
got
sitting on that joke?
Imagination in the title.
He just needs you to say Imagination Station. That's all he needed.
Did you write that in like 2007?
No.
And I guess it was kind of messy out. I didn't traverse out there yesterday. Yesterday was like peak snow wuss. Like, I lost all hope for Ohio. Like, I came from Philadelphia where we got like if we got yesterday's thing, the city was paralyzed. Like, and I moved here to the Midwest. I've been here long enough now where, like, yesterday I would have gone out and done something had it not been so cold, but I'm semi-hibernating. Now that you're in insurance, how do you feel about days like yesterday. Because old Demetrius would have been like, back in my day, we took camels up three hills in ice storms with galactic tornadoes. But now that you have to worry about people's well-being,
yeah. mm-hmm.
Now.
And here's the, it's very funny how like dynamics change, because when it would snow like that, or there'd be a weather event like that, the first thing I would think of is, oh, great, you know, Connor doesn't have school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's like, I got to be in the office because God knows what is going to happen.
Right.
And it's like, remember when we were, like, when weather got bad, they put us up in a hotel close to the station or make us drive
you
anyway.
You kind of had to be there.
Like, you had to be yeah. there.
Oh, it's the same yeah, thing.
It's the same thing. It is absolutely the same thing. It's like, you know, when those things happen, they don't know what to do. They don't know who to call. And so I have to be there so that I can guide them through this process.
Are you going to get a separate phone for cases like this where you don't have to go in and you can have a cell phone at home?
Yeah.
Speaking of accents, do you guys know DJ One Time?
Yeah.
He sounds familiar. Looks like you would know him. He's yeah. like the biggest non-DJ A-dub in the area.
Gotcha.
Does tons of weddings, got hair mm-hmm. like yours. Really good dude.
Okay.
He was in a pretty bad accident last night on the Cherry Street roundabout.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, a couple of vehicles wrecked, but I guess he's okay, so I hope he's all good. But I, you know, I thought of that. It was because of the ice and everything. Mm. So I'll turn the microphones off. Not really. Do you now go, man, wreck that car of yours. Go outside.
No. No.
Do that.
I mean, that's...
Premiums go up.
No, that's the last thing that you think
Kara
of.
Kara does.
No. Uh-uh. And, like, that's a... Really, that's the last thing that goes through my mind. Honestly, this is the thing I want the least, is I don't want anybody going out there wrecking their car or hurting themselves in this kind of weather. It's not beneficial for anybody. And, you know, their well-being is first and foremost. So, like... Legit, when
God,
people
you're such a different person.
Like when people call, and I've had a couple of people call about accidents or something, and they're like this. You know, the first thing out of my mouth is, "Hey, are you okay? You know, are you okay?" And then we'll deal with everything else afterwards.
Right.
Here's the thing. Yesterday, and this was a quandary. I had to make a phone call because this guy ran over a deer.
Oh,
now
whoa.
It's whoa. See, here's the thing.
He ran over a deer?
He ran over it.
Okay, because, not into it.
Yeah, like somebody hit it,
okay.
And then he ran over it. So we were like, where does that fall? Like, what coverage is that? Does that affect? And we were just like, because if it had jumped out and then you'd run into it, maybe it'd fall into collision. But since it was dead in the middle of the road, maybe it's part of the street. So what do we do? And so, it was funny. We had to make a phone call, and we found it's part of the street. It's comprehensive, so, you know, it's not your fault.
See, typically, like, Demetrius was the guy who, if you got into an accident, like, in the snow or something, it wasn't about your well-being. You were just a dumbass. Like,
there
that's what it was.
Here's the thing. I still do hold people responsible for driving according to the weather conditions. Do not go out there just thinking that, hey, now the black street's white.
Yeah.
First of all, and that's the most ignorant. Let me just tell you real quick, what's the most ignorant thing I've ever heard in my life when it's icy outside? I got four-wheel drive. Well, you know what four-wheel drive does on ice? All four wheels slide.
This is true. Very
true. So do not drive like it's an all-terrain vehicle. Just go out, and you can get wherever you need to get if you drive with a little bit of common sense.
Yeah. Well, that's,
period.
That's long out the window these days.
Yeah, exactly.
Philip.
Yes.
I noticed it. Now that the calendar is turned over to like a new year in January,
uh-huh.
You being a working man as well,
uh-huh.
Have you noticed things have like settled back down for you, like with the mall and work and everything?
It has. Like it was actually really bad yesterday. Here's the thing: like these kids keep getting off of school, and surprisingly, they have nothing else to do but to come to the mall. So it has been kind of like busy.
The good old days.
You know, I never hung. I don't understand that. I never hung out at the mall. I hated the mall when I was younger.
Dude, that was and see, maybe that's a generational shift. But when I was a teenager, that was like the spot.
I don't
like,
understand
you
that.
Would have your parents, and this was back when you could trust kids to be in groups, you know. like you could have your mom or dad drop you off agree to pick you up 2.5 hours later, mm-hmm. and you would just walk them out. Maybe you get a poster or something. Maybe you get a soda.
Now it's like there's a curfew on Fridays and Saturdays at 4 p.m. Like, there are, like, it's like ghost town, and there are no kids. There are some with their parents and stuff. But, yeah, like, that's about it. So things have calmed down. Even yesterday, we decided that we were going to close at 7 instead of 9 because, like, there was really nobody there, and the snow was getting kind of bad. We decided to close, like, pink clothes. Alter State across the hall from us closed. Williams-Sonoma is actually closing, but they closed early too.
What time did Casey close the entire mall at? 9?
I don't think she closed them all. It just was regular time at 9. So, yeah. Oh, I had to get to like level 3 for that to be a thing, and there was no level 3 yesterday.
I sent everybody home early yesterday too. Mm-hmm. Looking out the window, I'm like, I don't want anybody driving in this. Get home.
Yeah. I didn't even know until like I got outside. And here's the thing, like, it wasn't like it was completely like horrible. Once I hit the actual street, my car was fine. I can drive like somebody who has common sense. So it was perfectly fine. I can look out for stuff. But I know apparently during the situation when it transitioned from like rain to
sleet,
it like froze over in the roads, so it gets slippery, and it got kind of bad. Right. So people like kind of refused to come in. Even for their appointments. They were calling like, I can't come in today.
That's crazy. I mean, it's just like, I watch people just whip down the street, and I'm man.
When did the level stuff start?
It's always been there, but like, in effect, a few years ago?
Feels like it.
It wasn't too long ago that they started doing it.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I think it just came into existence like Black Friday. Like, I don't ever remember Black Friday ever being a thing when I was a kid, and now all of a sudden.
Well, that was, but this level thing was not.
Like in the last 5 years, it's really been exploited as like a fear tactic.
Oh, yeah. And oh, absolutely.
It's hilarious because we had some dudes at the Genius Bar yesterday, and he goes, because I said, we're a level 2, let everybody know. And one guy was like, what's a level 2? I was like, are you from Toledo? He goes, no, I'm from Columbus. And I was like, oh, you guys kind of have the same thing, but it's not called like level 1, 2, 3. You have like colors or something like that. So every state or every city has it in Ohio, just different. Like,
we've
variations.
Raised the level to lavender. Like, you got to use scarier colors, you know. Like, you can't use, like, burnt sienna. We're at, like, a level burnt sienna. Like, people are like, I don't know. That's not very, that doesn't sound dangerous.
8:18, the morning after. Eric, Demetrius, Philip. I can't wait for some commentary from Philip and Demetrius about what I got going on next week. It's next.
Remember the Q's number and play along at 419-240-1055. Q105.
Brown Mitsubishi New Year's Jingle Take 37.
I'll get it this time.